Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, let us continue looking at the applications of our faith. But before I get rolling, please know I would love to hear from you by phone or even by email. Your thoughts and comments are important to us because no one has all of the answers and no one knows all things except for the Lord. Now this week we will start a new area, living by faith. You know, if we get faith wrong, all that we do for God will be wrong. Let me say that again. If we get faith wrong, all that we do for God will be wrong. Our correct faith applied correctly in God makes it possible to please God. Hebrews 11:1 says, "For without faith," now this is assuming our faith is correct, "it is impossible to please God." This is why it is essential that believers see that Christianity is much, much more than a list of doctrine or rules to believe in and to follow. Rather, now listen closely, Christianity is Christ in us. Wow. Colossians 1:27. And the life that emerges from the oneness in spirit with Christ. Let me say that again. Christianity is Christ in us. And the life that emerges from the oneness in spirit with Christ. We are saved not by works, going to church, praying, you know, paying our tithes, being baptized in water, singing, dancing, preaching, and all of that big list of, you know, goes on. But we are saved by grace through faith. So if our faith is wrong, we cannot be saved. Let me say that again. So if our faith is wrong, we cannot be saved. Oh, we are saved by our faith in Christ. So too, we are to live by faith. Let me say that again. We are saved by our faith, and we are to also live by faith. Now, what does that mean, we are to live by faith? Well, that we are to simply rest in the fact that we are forever forgiven. That every time we sin, we can turn to Christ. Wow. Now, yes, these dynamics are included in what I'm saying, but to live by faith is much, much more. It means that we are to continually abide in Christ as our life and continually draw upon Him in dependency for all that we need. You know, today in the church, there's a great lack of dependency on God. We hear it in the songs we sing. We hear it in the sermons preached, and we see it in the lives of most Christians and some believers I know. Jesus, the Son of God, said this, that I can do nothing of myself but what He sees the Father do. John 5:19. Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. John 5:30. Jesus was totally dependent on the Father. Wow. But we hear, I can do it, you can do it, brother. You know, well, Jesus said, I have no power, I have no dunamis, I have no dynamite. I cannot do it unless the Father helps me. We seem to think that we are independent of the Father, but oh no, my friend, we are dependent on the Father, dependent upon God and some of His children. The sooner that we learn this lesson, the better off we will be, and the sooner we will stop making messes for others to clean up. Did you know there are not two types of faith? There is one faith in Christ Jesus. Thus, the same faith by which we believe Christ for salvation remains the faith by which we live. And why? Because faith is not ours. Oh, no, it's not. Faith belongs to God. It is His, and He gives it to us. In Romans 3, Paul writes, "For I say, through the grace given unto you, to every man," that's mankind, women included, "that is among you, not to think of yourself more highly than what you ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the," here it is, "one and only," the one and only measure of faith, Romans 12:3. And why? Because Christ is our all and in all. He's our everything, and we are nothing. That is an absolute. And if we would realize it, faith would flow. Uh-oh, that's right, I said it. We stop our faith from flowing when we think that we are more important, we're bigger, we're badder, we're bolder than the average person. In Colossians 3 and 4, Paul the Apostle said, Christ our life. Wow, Christ our life. Now that does not simply mean that Christ died to give us a thing called life or a golden ticket to get to heaven. Oh no, it means that because the believer is one or in unity in the Spirit, that would be the Holy Spirit, with the Lord, that Jesus is actually our life, actually our life. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6, 7 through 20. Now, I really like Paul, so please bear with me. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication, that's both sexually and spiritually. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Christians at Corinth, they were having this problem here. They're having sex out of the bonds of marriage. Boy, does that sound like today. But here Paul tells us Christ is actually our life. That is, we are partakers of Him. That is why we are saved. Birth from above, or what some people call born again. It is why we are raised in Him from out of the dead. So rather than say that we have been given life because of Christ, it is more correct to say that we have been given Christ Himself, and He is the life. Do you see that, my brother? To live by faith means that we live from out of Christ. Let me say that again. To live by faith means that we live out from Christ. But we see this again. This will bring us to that great necessity of seeing what the truth is not, so that we will be able to see what the truth is. But to live out from Christ means that I do not live out from myself, my abilities, my skills, my dreams, my plans, my ambitions. This distinction is vital to grasp, my brother. For most Christians and some believers I know think that they are supposed to look like Jesus. Many think God gave them the skills and the abilities. They even think that God has given them power and ability to become like Jesus. But oh no, we have this idea that because of Christ, God has somehow infused our natural man with the Holy Spirit so as to make our natural man believe like a Christian and be able to live for God. But oh no, that's all wrong. All of this is false, my friend. It is not Christianity. The truth is, rather than make us look like Jesus, God wants to crucify us so that Christ might be made manifest through us. Rather than give us power or ability because of Jesus, God wants to show us that we are weak, and instead of giving us power, God wants to give us Christ, who is the power of God. And rather than infuse our natural man with Christ, God has joined us in the Spirit to Christ, and He has put our natural man under the cross. So much error and confusion in Christendom and the many denominational and maybe even more non-denominational church. This error comes back to the blindness that we've discussed in the past in Christ, or a blindness to the reality of Jesus Christ in us. Many are blind to the fact of Christ in us to begin with, but even those who know the truth are often blind to what it means. What does it mean? It means that Christ is all, and we are nothing, and that we must live like it. It means that we must lose our lives in order that Christ can be our life. Amen? Next week, more on a different topic called All given in Christ. All given in Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trusting that you have a tremendous week ahead, and this teaching is changing your heart and your thoughts, and that the Holy Spirit is being made alive in you. Again, have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. God bless.